What do you do when the music stops? Where are you then? Where are you then? When you drop full blown on all the mountain tops, where are you then, my friend? What do you see when your pupils contract? When you're out in the alley after your act, and you're not quite whole, and the straight world's intact. Then, my friend, the choice is yours. You can change the world, or you can cop out with drugs. To really change things, you need your head straight and in the right place. If you choose drugs instead, where are we then, my friend? Where are we then?
The preceding was brought to you by the National Institute of Mental Health.
Good afternoon, listeners. Thank you for joining me for another episode of The Eternal Now. My name is Andy Ortman. I'll be with you for the next two quarters of an hour, delivering the finest in psychedelic and underground music here on WFMU.org. We just heard a rather long track from Brain Ticket. It was brought to my attention that the mastermind, Joel Van Drugenbroek, has passed away. And according to my research, December 23rd of 2019. If that's incorrect, so be it. But this is what I've learned. So it's been a few weeks, 2 weeks now. But regardless, new information to me. Joel, responsible for quite a number of recordings, a multi-instrumentalist, Belgian-born. Brain Ticket perhaps being the most wild and abrasive of his recording outputs. From the liner notes, listen to the first recording of this LSD hashish fixie joiny sound. Take a trip to your inner light. See the hallucinations of reality rise out of the grooves. You've got your brain ticket now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah also being the Italian label that released this album by Brain Ticket. Cottonwood Hill. Another interesting thing I've learned. According to Discogs.com, the band was actually called Cottonwood Hill in the album Brain Ticket. But somehow the project name got switched. Okay, I'm not sure how that happens, and no one sort of flagged that, but whatever. There we have it, Brain Ticket. Up next, another of Joel's prodigious output, Biomechanoid from 1980. Here we go. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hello again. So, what did we hear? This was a track from Philip Sanderson, who ran a tape label called Snatch Tapes, beginning in 1979 in England. A series of compilations amongst other albums by bands like Storm Bugs. This was a track from a reissue on vinyl on demand, LP Snatch Paste. I guess the best of volumes 1 through 3 of Snatch Tapes. Anyway, the track title there was Under Press of Sail. In front of that, who we've been playing most of the show, Joel Van Drugenbroek. That was a track called Dancing Electrons from one of his library releases, Computer Blossoms from 1981. In front of that, we heard another track from him, Dark Plasma. The opening track from Biomechanoid of 1980 with the cool H.R. Geiger artwork decorating the front. So a big RIP for Joel and all he's done. His tentacles of inspiration have reached far and wide, as they will continue to do so, I'm sure. Gonna leave you with one more track, a 10-inch I picked up over the weekend, Beast People from Hanson Records. The mysterious Beast People. Never got to see them, but I've heard some stories. Thanks for tuning in today. We'll do it again next week. You've been listening to The Eternal Now on WFMU.org. Have a great rest of your day.